to feel His presence. I have a longing in my heart for Him.
Hallelujah this morning. It's good to know that if you have a longing, He said He'll be here. So wherever two or three were gathered, He'd come. So let's open our Bibles together this morning. Just like normal, songs fit in with this, what I'm planning on preaching today. Isaiah chapter 7. I'm already going to have to lose this one. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Familiar scripture for most of us. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. And as I was studying, Brother Branham called this sign the super sign. This was the sign that God sent to the entire world. The Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Take me a while to get there. Sorry about that. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to continue. And He shall be called Emmanuel. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, it's so great to feel Your presence here this morning. And I pray that our faith would raise up to know that You came here for a purpose in our lives. That You want to do something in our hearts, Lord, and to bring us closer to Yourself. Lord, as we watch the world and the events happening, Lord, they just elected a new pope. Watching these things unfold, Father, we know that the time is at hand. Lord, I just pray You give us a revelation this morning of the sincerity of this hour, Lord, how it's almost just about done. Father, I pray that everything of the world, everything of the flesh, everything of the carnal mind, Lord, would just wash away this moment.
Yes.
Lord, that Your spirit might have preeminence.
Yes.
We love You. We appreciate You, Lord. And we invite You to do whatever You'd have.
Yes.
That whatever You would have for us to do this morning, Lord, we want to see it done. May You have free course, Lord. We love You. We appreciate You and ask these blessings to be so. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I don't have a whole lot of notes for this thought because I think thought speaks so well for itself. And if we can just get a revelation of what this means to us, all our troubles, all our heartaches, all our mind battles would go away the wayside. Amen. To know that God is not a God afar off, as the Bible says one time. He says, "Shall we go up to heaven to go find Him? Shall we go down to hell?" He says, "You don't need to do that." He said, "The word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth." And as we read in John 1:1, the word is God. So if the word is nigh your mouth, that means God is nigh your mouth. This morning, the same as when God was walking on earth. The sign that Isaiah was given 700 years before it ever happened. He said, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel." And look, you had to have patience with the promise of God back then. It wasn't this microwave religion that we got nowadays. Isaiah said that 712 years before it ever happened. He went to the grave saying, "A virgin shall conceive." And it never happened in his lifetime. What do you think they thought of Isaiah? That's a false prophet. He said a virgin was going to see if it never happened. You know what they did with Isaiah? He didn't have a nice fancy burial either back in those days. They took him because they thought he was a false prophet and sawed him in half with a saw. That's how the prophet of God in that day died. They wonder why the prophet in this day would die in a terrible car wreck by a drunken man. You wonder why? Because God allows those things to happen to see if you'll believe the word. Outside of anything, he should have had a nice fancy burial. How come Jesus didn't have one that way? How come Jesus went to the cross by Himself and died a condemned sinner?
Uh-huh.
That's why He died in their eyes. He wasn't righteous. He didn't have a nice burial. He had to borrow a tomb. He was so poor.
Uh-huh.
But that was God's super son. And how hard it would have been in that day to recognize what was going on. Look, the Bible said that a man would come to forerun the Messiah, and he would bring every mountain down plain. He'd bring all the low places up, all the crooked places he'd make straight.
Sure.
And what was the fulfillment of that? Some man that came in sheepskin. He ate locusts and honey.
Yeah.
He probably didn't have a bath every year, hardly. And this man's taking the mountains and making them plain. They didn't know what it was all about. Why? Because God interprets His Word.
Amen.
Don't put your carnal mind to it. You can't figure it out. You'll never figure it out. God's the story writer.
Amen.
And He's good at it.
Amen.
He'll write it just in a way where it's absolutely the truth, but it looks completely false until it happens.
Yeah.
It looks, there's no way this could happen. What man could take a mountain and push it down? And then Jesus turns around later and says, you got faith in mustard seed. You can take that mountain and throw it in the sea.
Amen.
Goes to show you the power of Son of God who knows who He is.
Amen.
And that's who Emmanuel was. This was what the sign was. That God would become flesh.
Amen.
And that was in the days of Jesus. Got a lot of directions to go, but I'm gonna stay right here for right now. Perseverance 62. Christ, when He was on earth, was the body of God. Do you believe that?
Amen.
He wasn't some second person. He wasn't another God. As I've even read, was the Jehovah's Witness Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. So there's God, capital G, and then there's a God, little g. That's heresy. There's only one God. There's not two, there's not three. Christ, when He was on earth, was the body of God. God created this body. Now watch this. It was a different body, yet it was a human body. You know, Solomon built him a house. But Stephen said, howbeit the Most High don't dwell in houses made with hands, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now God prepared Himself a body in the form of the Lord Jesus, which was the Christ, meaning the Anointed One. And now, all that God was in Christ.
Amen.
So though this man that walked in the seas of Galilee, though he looked fragile, though he didn't look like no big shot, he didn't look like he was who he claimed he was. Brother Branham said he was probably only 5'6", 130 pounds, little shrimp man. And this is the one that comes and flips their tables and said, what are you doing in the house of God?
That's right.
Gets a cord and beats them out and says, quit selling that garbage in here.
Uh-huh.
And we watch what happens in this day. As we said before, now they got ATMs in the back of churches. What has Jesus done to that? He wouldn't be able to whip them out. He'd have to get a shotgun and blow the thing up. They put a machine right in there that completely contradicts the Scripture. But Christ, when He was on earth, was everything He said He was. Everything the Bible said was fulfilled in Christ.
Amen.
And the world was blinded by it.
Sure was.
Because they didn't get in the Spirit. They didn't understand what it was all about. They tried to figure out the carnal mind, and the carnal mind is always enmity against God.
That's right.
You'll never figure it out. You have to have faith. Continuing that quote, all that God was in Christ. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Yes,
that's what the Scripture says.
Amen.
Now, and all that God was, He poured into Christ.
Glory.
He was Emmanuel.
Yes, He was.
God with us. Now, that's not the whole story. But that's a big part of it. If a lot of people had that revelation that this wasn't, the Son of God wasn't a different God. He wasn't a little part of God. He was God made flesh.
Amen.
Called the Son.
Amen.
Perseverance 62, same quote. And all that Christ was, He poured out into the church.
Amen.
So if I take a substance, okay, I'm going to take a gallon of water, and I'm going to pour it into a gallon pitcher. It ain't different. It's in a different location. Might look a little different because water takes on the shape of the figure that it's in.
Right.
But it's the same thing.
Amen.
And then let's say we take that gallon pitcher and I put it in 50 glasses.
Amen.
Nothing's changed. It's the same thing. It's the same God. So if God took Himself and poured it into a human body that we could see, that we could handle, we could touch, we could see what God was like, and then that same God went on the cross, died, purchased us as vessels, as the 50 glasses. But there's a lot more than that, I still believe. I'm one of them, though. If there's only one in defiance, I'm going to be that one. You need the same confession this morning. I don't care if Pastor don't make it. I'm making it anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God.
And God took that same Spirit that was in Him. He said, what was it? I'm going to read it out of the Bible. Acts 1:7. And He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. A lot of messengers say, well, we shall receive a lot of good doctrine when the Holy Ghost comes on us. That ain't what he said. You'll receive power
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost comes on you.
Amen.
Power to live a virtuous life. Power to overcome sin and sickness and death.
Amen. Amen.
You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. That's the Lord Jesus' word. You'll be my witnesses.
Amen.
Why? Because the life that I had, when you received the Holy Ghost, I'm putting it in you. And you are now a walking witness that I raised from the dead.
Amen. Amen.
It's the same today.
Glory to God.
As the Holy Ghost comes in you, you are a witness,
Amen.
A walking testimony.
Yes,
that
sir.
Calvary is true.
Amen.
That Jesus didn't just die and that was it. He got back up out of the grave.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because if there was no atonement, there's no way the Holy Ghost could come in us. We're filthy wretches.
Right.
We had a sin barrier around our predestinated seed that kept the Holy Ghost from coming in. But that blood so annihilated that sin, so annihilated that old man, that God don't recognize it. Look, church, I have to believe this the same. I know what you're thinking. You go, look at what I am, though. I did this. I do that. That's not you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That man is gone.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In the mind of God. He don't remember it. If you've been born again, if you've received the Holy Ghost, you have become Emmanuel to the world.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You are God with them because they can't see Christ in a physical body. He ain't here yet. And if they see him in that form, as we read in Revelation 1, they ain't going to be too happy about it. He's coming with eyes of judgment. White hair as the supreme judge. Remember, he had his mantle up because he was coming as the judge of the world.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Matthew 28:20. We're in there in Matthew, so we'll just turn there. You got to get that coat off, Brother Kent. I'm already starting to sweat.
Praise God.
Praise God. Matthew 28. Actually, let's read 18 to 20. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. All is an all-inclusive word. There ain't no exceptions left. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Excuse me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, singular name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, which is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
So Jesus' promise here, after he commands his church, his first testimony is, look, I've got all power now. All that God was, he did pour into me, because we're the same person.
Amen.
And now, I'm giving this unto you, and I will be with you all the way to the end of the world.
Amen.
But, strangely enough, if we go to John, chapter 14. We'll probably end up reading this whole chapter if I get into this too much. John chapter 14 and verse 17. Actually, 16, 17. John 14, 16, and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Amen.
Now, Jesus' promise was, I will be with you until the end of the world. And now what's the promise that his own words say? He said, the Father will send you a comforter, the Spirit of truth, and he will be with you to the end of the world. If the Spirit of the Father ain't Christ in spirit form, what do we got? We're a bunch of heathens. Oh, there's a Spirit of the Father, there's a Spirit of the Son, and there's a Spirit of truth? That doesn't make sense. There's only one Spirit. It's all the one Spirit of the one God.
Amen.
And that Spirit is what he promised to come into us. So when the Holy Ghost comes to me, it is Jesus Christ with me.
Amen.
All the way to the end of the world. It is Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth. Galatians 4:6, just listen real quick. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. The Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Matthew 10:20, or 19 and 20. But when
When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Amen.
So Jesus' own words is when you get the Holy Ghost, because he knew that was the promise, he knew they'd receive it, and you get brought up before these kings, don't worry about speaking. The Spirit of the Father will speak through you.
Amen.
Jesus, we just read a minute, said it was the Spirit of truth, mm-hmm. the Holy Ghost. And then Galatians, Paul says that God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. What other conclusion can there be? There's only one Spirit. If I receive the Spirit of the Son, I've automatically received the Spirit of the Father because it's the same Spirit. There's only one God. Thank you, Lord. So if Jesus Christ, walking on earth, filled with the Holy Ghost, fulfilled Emmanuel, God with us, why would it be any different in this time? How could it be any different? That would mean we received a different spirit. But as we just said, they're all one spirit. There's only one.
Amen.
You can't have the Father without having the Son. You can't have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. And you can't have Christ without having the bride.
Amen.
Just as much you can't have Adam without Eve. Eve was there the whole time. She was always locked in him. But there came a time to come out. From that time, 62. Then one day came another great warrior. Praise God, Brother King. Came another great warrior, the greatest of all of them, Emmanuel. He come down and he said, this is not the land, but in my Father's house is many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. And I'll go and prepare a place for you. Do we believe in that place he's preparing? We sang about it twice this morning. We're going to a place that he's prepared.
Amen.
And return again to receive you unto myself. Notice, he came to his Kadesh Barnea, which is the judgment seat. Calvary, where he stood, the sin judgment for all of us. The penalty of God's judgment was met in justice when Christ died at Calvary, paying the price of sin for all of us. And he crossed over in a Jordan, as we know it, the Jordan of death, over into the land and returned back on the third day like Joshua did, bringing the evidence that a man dies, he can live again.
Amen.
That's life beyond death. He proved it. And now. That was pretty good, right? And now, though. He said, for the earnest of this, the down... You know what the earnest of anything is? The down payment. Go up there to the city of Jerusalem and wait. I'm going to send you the earnest of your salvation. Amen. Now I begin to feel religious. And they waited until they received the earnest. What's the earnest of our inheritance? What's the down payment? That God will fill you with His Spirit.
Amen.
Because you're still trapped in this body of flesh. You're not free like you want to be. You've received the beginning of adoption. You've been brought into the body. But there's a fullness where this body will be changed. Just like His glorious body.
Amen.
And you've got to keep that in your mind. That's the body that God sees. He don't see this. He sees that theophany coming with this body. And making a glorified body just like Christ.
Amen.
Where Christ could show up right through this wall and stand right here.
Amen.
Because He's in a different dimension. It ain't locked down like we are. In this body of flesh that can't do nothing. That just torments us and leads us astray. His flesh don't do that.
Amen. Amen. That's
We've received the earnest of this. And the warrior, that Emmanuel, isn't somewhere all far off somewhere. He's right here.
Amen.
He comes right in here.
Yes, he does.
And as we look into the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ.
Amen.
And I began to think about that.
Amen.
Began to think, what's the oneness then of God and His people? Our predestinated seed, we have to believe that's God. That's a form of God. But the Holy Ghost still comes on that to quicken it. And those things get molded together. Remember the statue of Pergamon, Brother Branham talked about? When you build this thing up, it said they're vulcanized together.
Amen. Right. That's right.
Just like rubber. You put two pieces, and you vulcanize them, you're never going to separate them.
Right.
And you won't even know where they came together at. They're so one. Just like you take two chemicals, and if you get them chemically bonded, you'll never separate it again. And that's what happens with our mind. In the mind of Christ. Not your carnal mind. That's in the trash.
Amen.
Christ took care of that on the cross. I'm talking about the seed that you had in you the whole time that wanted to serve God, that wanted to love God.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost, the mind of Christ, came to that, it melted together.
Hallelujah.
So what happens then is when you walk and you have a supernatural thought, you have to recognize that's God's thought in me.
Amen.
I'm one with my Creator.
Yes. Praise God.
He gave me that thought.
Amen.
I need to act upon
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen.
What gets in the way? That old carnal mind. That old flesh wants to raise up and say, oh, that was just you. That's just you being a fanatic. That ain't possible no more. You ain't Emmanuel no more. Emmanuel's gone. See what happens when you take our position out of the scriptures and you make us down here in Christ way up here an unattainable goal. You'll never do anything. I got a poor example for this, but God have mercy. Maybe it'll make you see what I'm talking about. There's one cartoon, and there's these two characters. They got to beat the bad guy. You know how that goes every time. And they found out a way to fuse together so they can be more powerful and beat this guy. So they fuse together, and they end up beating him and everything. But then they stayed together. Everybody, they'd ask him, so are you this guy or this guy? He's like, I'm neither of them. I'm both. I'm put together. He's like, well, are you half Hitler? And then they showed a picture of one guy being an angel, the other guy being the devil. He's like, no, that's not what it is. It's that all the characteristics of this and this came together. Yeah. And I'm a new being. Amen. I'm not either one of them. Amen. I'm something new. Amen. What did the Bible say? You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Created unto good works.
Amen.
Yes, you have a part different than somebody else. I can't fulfill what Brother Kent does or my mom or my dad or anyone else. I have that different element, but we've received the same Spirit.
Amen.
And it's created the same works.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
He said, the works that I do shall he do also and greater than this.
Amen. Amen.
Praise Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And when I begin to think on that, like, Lord, that I know it's my fault, but it's also yours.
Amen. Amen.
And like, that's the same thing.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the living God.
Amen. Amen. That's Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Coming out of Super Sign 63. We thought the cloud was a pretty good sign. And actually it was, if you know what it was. We thought the pillar of fire coming down in a picture, that was a pretty good sign. Look what Brother Branham says in Super Sign. What was it to be? His name shall be called Emmanuel. How will it be? God and man will become one. That's why it's so hard to identify for people who Christ was. Was he man? Yeah. Was he God? Yes. He was 100% both. Because the two elements had fused together. You couldn't separate it. There was no line. He was just Emmanuel. God made flesh.
Amen.
That's the super sign. When God and a man, even in our fallen condition, because of the redemptive work of Christ, we are able to walk as he did.
Amen.
Amen. Skipping down, this is toward the end. He's going through a prayer line in the same sermon, though. God's super sign is God and man become one. A woman suffering almost to a nervous breakdown right over this way. Her name is Mrs. Jones. If she'll believe with all her heart, she can be healed. Mrs. Jones, if you'll believe and stand to your feet and believe that Jesus Christ makes you well, you can have your healing. She, a total stranger to me. I never seen her in my life. God knows that to be true. That's truth. A virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which by interpretation is God with us. God here in us.
Amen.
God's super sign. Amen. So he didn't just leave it on Christ. He said, look, Emmanuel didn't stop with Christ. Any man that's received the Holy Ghost becomes Emmanuel to the world.
Amen.
You become God wrapped up in flesh.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
He's hidden behind.
Praise God.
That veil of our flesh. Going through the prayer line still, he says, do you believe it? And the congregation says, amen. Well, we're at the end time. If he is here, why don't you accept him now? Do you see what ought to happen? If Emmanuel's standing here, do you see what ought to happen? Any sickness should not walk out of this building. It should be taken care of. Anything tormenting our minds, our spirits, our bodies, our souls should be dealt with before we get out of here. Because the Creator is standing here.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you see what ought to happen? You see what should take place? Every person right now should be totally healed. There is somebody, there is something here to do that. Everybody knows that.
Amen.
And when you can really recognize the presence of God. Like I said before, when I was sitting back there that one time, I believe Stephen was preaching, I said I dropped down and I saw the service as a natural thing. As just a bunch of people in a little building, a bunch of meaningless whatever. And I realized, if I stayed in this condition, I would never get anything out of church. I would be wasting my time coming here. I might as well stay home.
Right.
But I said, Lord, forgive me for even letting that happen. But I believe the Lord let it happen so I learned that I take that for granted, that I come in the spiritual mind, that I'm up in a realm that people don't see. That's why they don't understand you.
Amen.
They go, How come you walk into church and you think something really great's going on? All I saw was some couple, you know, chopped up songs that we like to sing and some sweaty preacher getting up there. And then, you know, we do whatever and we go home. Uh-huh. Knowing a few people, but they didn't go up into the room and see that the pillar of fire showed up.
Amen. Amen.
That the congregation was milky if you could see the dimension that we were in. Well, what happens, our faith never reaches that level a lot of times.
Amen.
We stop just short of that. And we go, why did I feel that way just as I should have started feeling good? Remember Brother Bram was asked the same thing. He said, it was the devil. He knew the second you started racing up there, he's going to cool you down. Amen. Don't get too excited now.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let the Holy Ghost come on you. Yes. Don't let your will fall away and you start acting a little crazy.
Uh-huh.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Amen.
Because he's the same spirit. What did they do in the book of Acts? When the Holy Ghost came down, they were up in a room with 120 people, a bunch of cowards. Sitting in a room, scared to even leave. The second the Holy Ghost came down, they were jumping through windows. They were running around, speaking in tongues, didn't even know what they were saying.
Right.
They were just praising God, and everybody heard it in their own language.
Uh-huh.
You think they expected that to happen? They didn't know what was going on. They just knew something changed. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you might not understand it. You might not be able to tell everybody the mathematics of it and what really happened. But you know, something changed.
Amen.
I ain't that old wretch no more. There's a peace entered my heart. Because I've been accepted in the Beloved. I've received the Holy Ghost. And I'm sealed to the day of my redemption.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. I don't got too much more. But if we just catch it and then act upon it.
Amen.
When you walk in your work, realize, I am Emmanuel here. Not me and myself. That's not what I'm talking about. Get that devil thought out of your head.
Amen.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God is in my flesh. That makes this Emmanuel. God with us.
Amen.
And if I walk into a place, I have full dominion over it.
Amen.
Because the Son of God paid for it all.
Yes, He did.
And what did Brother Bam say in the church book? If we accept that He became our sin, we have to automatically accept that we become His righteousness.
Amen.
Not even the righteousness of an angel. That's pretty good. But an angel, when they got up to God, they had to shield their faces. How come the Son of God, He runs up and hugs them, loves on them, and says, "You're my son"? Because it's His own righteousness. It sees even the sinless angels.
Amen.
A holiness that you couldn't even imagine. And we possess it.
Amen.
That's what's so hard to grasp, because you go, what? That ain't true though. But it is.
Amen.
But it's not. But it is. Amen. Don't listen to that old mind.
Praise
He's
God.
A lying devil.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
But if you don't believe the devil's lie, that's what you'll have.
That's right.
Faith and fear are the same thing in two different places.
Right.
Put faith in God.
Amen.
That's faith. Put your faith in the devil. You'll have fear.
That's right.
You get a sickness, you put your faith in God and say, I've got no sickness. I'm already healed.
Amen.
By His stripes, I'm healed. I'm going to get well. And you'll walk out of here a well person.
Amen.
But if you hear the devil come by and says, you ain't well. You heard what the doctor said. You're going to die. And you put your faith in that, you'll walk out of here a dead person.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Wherever you put your faith, that's what you get.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If you put your faith in what God has done in your life,
Amen.
It makes this easy.
Amen.
It makes walking a Christian life simple.
Amen.
God is hidden and revealed in simplicity.
Amen.
Yes, He is. Amen.
Losing my voice a little bit. That's okay. The Word became flesh. 54. And they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Then when the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy, how many's been there? That hidden, you're trying to live a good person in your heart as a human that had to leave so that the Spirit of God could come in. Fills that vacancy where you emptied yourself, amen. And then will be when the church, in its power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, will walk in His steps, in His power, in His thoughts, in His beings, in His moving. You see what I mean? Then your thoughts will become words, and words will become material. That's when the church, in its power.
Amen. That's
what the church is supposed to look like.
Amen.
When they say something, it happens.
Amen.
That's how the world recognizes if you're a real Christian or not.
Amen.
I believe it's on the road that when the church will be so wrapped in Christ, the Holy Spirit, mankind so away from themselves that they don't see themselves, they don't have no thoughts but to serve God, and their thoughts move on. They refuse the things of the world. They just move in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, move in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, so fulfill the law of Christ. Then the love of Christ in the human heart, moving in the Holy Ghost, that great wonderful church will go forth with power and deity.
Amen.
Deity is God. Because deity will be revealed in human beings by the Holy Spirit, bring it to pass the thought of their mind.
That's right.
Why do you think he could say, whatsoever ye desire, when you pray, ask, and you shall receive? Because he knew the group he was saying that to would receive his Spirit, and the thoughts that you would have would be the thoughts he had, because you were vulcanized together.
Amen.
And you would only ask what he would have asked.
Amen.
That's why he gave me such a rash promise. Whatsoever you will, ask it.
Amen.
Well, you don't have to worry about that if you're asking yourself that, right? Whatsoever I will, I'll ask it, right? If I'm the Creator, I do whatever I want. Well, if that life comes into you, you'll do whatever God wants.
Amen.
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 Emmanuel, walking in flesh again. Hebrews chapter 1. Praise the living God.
Amen.
It ain't always quantity, it's quality.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, I've been feasting on this 2 pages of notes I got every minute I look at these things. Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Anybody seen Jesus Christ walking in flesh on earth? I haven't seen him in his flesh. His flesh is on the right hand of the Father.
Right, right.
So if the Son, or if God has spoken unto me by his Son, but yet I can't see the Son because the Son's on the right hand of the Father, that must mean that the Holy Ghost is the Son.
Amen.
So he's spoken to me.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
That's right.
Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory. So God's glory, Christ, was the brightness of his glory.
Amen.
And to look, such a little humble man walking, that was the brightness of God's glory.
Amen. Amen.
He ain't as proud as we think he is. And the expressed image of his person in upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins.
Amen.
He hath purged our sins.
Purged. Amen.
Amen.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. As he hath by inheritance attained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? Did God ever tell an angel he was his Son?
Uh-oh.
Never. That's why when you read in Genesis, when they say the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and that was angels coming down and having children by men, that's foolishness. The Bible never
Amen.
Calls an angel a son.
Amen. Amen.
Not one time.
That's right.
That's heresy.
Amen.
And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn, first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Amen.
And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God.
Uh-huh.
Unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O God. If you believe the Trinity, that doesn't make any sense. How can God say to the Son, thy God? It's just another manifestation of the same God. Because God sat on the throne in heaven. The Spirit God sat there. But that wasn't his desire. His desire was to come on earth and establish an earthly throne where you could see him. Where you could come and give him a hug and to touch his hand. That's why he made himself flesh in the Son, but it was still God coming to set his throne up on earth.
Amen.
This is where heaven is.
Amen.
It's right here, right now.
Amen.
Emmanuel is here, right now. It's just in another dimension. Don't look at these three.
Amen.
Time, space, matter, that don't mean nothing to God.
Amen. Amen.
You've got to be raised up into heavenly places.
Amen. Amen.
A scepter of righteousness is thy scepter, is the scepter of thy kingdom. I'll stop there. The mighty God unveiled before us. You enjoying it this morning?
Amen.
Excuse me. 64. Now, when this their tradition veil of traditions of the elders and the word is broke through, oh, of course, today this comes in plain view. Watch this. We see him, deity again veiled in human flesh. Hebrews 1 said so. So what we just read there, how do we hear from the Son? Because God spoke through my dad to me. That was the Son speaking through him to me to quicken this seed. And this seed went and quickened another seed. And that's the way it's supposed to be. He speaks through his children. Amen. That have received his spirit. Amen. It's deity again veiled in human flesh. And also Genesis 18, remember, God was a man standing there. When God came to Abraham, that's me speaking now. When God came to Abraham, he came as a man. He wasn't some floating spirit. He wasn't some, you know, lightning bolted God or something like that. He came as a man to the point where you wouldn't even recognize him.
Right.
Lot didn't. Right. Lot thought those two guys were gods, for all he knew. He didn't know what was going on. Abraham knew, that's the Lord right there,
amen,
right in the middle.
Yes, sir.
Also in Genesis 18, remember, God was a man standing there eating and talking with Abraham and told what Sarah was doing in the tent behind it. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Deity veiled again in human flesh. Whose flesh? Your flesh.
Amen.
My flesh.
Amen.
Deity veiled again. Now remember, Jesus didn't say when the Son of God is being revealed. In Luke the 17th chapter, I believe it's about the 20, he says 21st, it's actually 1730. Somewhere along there, he said, and when the Son of Man is being revealed, the Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings, not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in his church again in the last days. We find that he promised that in God's promises. We notice another thing. Now watch this. Stay with me. In the Old Testament, I have the scripture here in Exodus that the old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God,
yes,
from the
amen.
People. And what does our skin do? Our flesh, our mistakes, our wrong thoughts, our wrong words that we say, what does it do? It veils it to the people.
Amen.
They can't look past that
amen.
To realize there's a God behind that.
Even
amidst all that nonsense. The badger skins. Even people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The skin was, the glory of God was behind that. And now, he's bringing it down to today. And now the glory of God is behind your skin. That's right. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where his word was. So back then, there was a natural veil. There was a blanket of sheep, badger skins that actually covered when the glory of God would come in there, and you couldn't see it unless you were in there because it covered it up. And now what is it? The glory of God could walk right into this place, and because of your tradition that you've come up with, God don't move that way. There ain't enough people here. We didn't sing loud enough. We didn't sing too quiet. We didn't raise our hands enough. We didn't run the aisles. We didn't sit like statues. You see, you go either way.
Right.
Don't come out with no tradition. That needs to fall because that tradition will keep you from seeing the presence of God.
Amen.
How do I know God's here? He said, where two or three will gather in my name, I shall be in the midst.
Amen.
You have to believe it though.
Yes.
He'll still be here. Don't worry. He'll show up.
Amen.
There was a man in the Bible that wanted him to show up to make fun of him. And he still came. How much more to people who are trying to see him?
Amen.
You don't think he'll show up? It was the Grecians that said, sirs, we would see Jesus. And guess what? They got to see Jesus.
Amen.
If you want to see Jesus this morning, you'll see him. But you need to look past the human veil.
Amen. Amen.
You come forward to be anointed with prayer, you can't look to me to do something for you.
Amen.
You can't look to this oil that there's something fancy about. That's tradition. You have to take the promise of the word, and that the word is Christ, and that Christ will fulfill his word in
yes.
us.
Amen.
And that is Emmanuel, God with us. You will not see Christ in his human body until the rapture and we're already gone, or you're stuck here and he's coming in judgment.
Amen.
The only way you'll see the appearing of the Son of Man is in your life.
Amen.
And in the lives of his children.
Yes.
The real ones, not some organized affair, not some denomination even within the message. That's nonsense. The individuals that's received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Those that have yielded to that.
Amen.
And have become that revelation.
Yes.
The traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil. And this is so important. It sounds crazy. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. I understand trying to think that God is manifested in my life the same as he did in Christ. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. You ain't worthy. You know he was.
Amen.
But you have to recognize, what did he do to make me worthy? And if I don't accept it, I'm saying Christ wasn't good enough.
Right.
That's the mindset we need to take when we go into this. You probably know this. Well, if you do, so let me read it to you. 1 John 4:3. Actually, let's go up 4:2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So if you have a spirit, and we know spirits talk to us all the time, and he says Christ has come in the flesh, what does the Bible say? That was the Spirit of God talking.
Yes, right. Amen.
Every spirit that confesses that Christ has come in the flesh, your flesh, is come, not did come, not will come, is come. Amen. In the flesh is of God. Verse 3, and every spirit without exception that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Amen.
So for a man to get up and say, oh, the Spirit is over there, but he's not in us. He can't reveal himself in this church. He can't reveal himself in the bride. That spirit is Antichrist.
Amen. Amen.
It's not just, it's just not of God. He even says, and this is that spirit of Antichrist.
Amen.
That's the Antichrist move, to separate God from the people.
Amen.
To stand in between them and say, no, God is holy. You're a bunch of worthless sinners. And that's what the priesthood does. They stand there and push it apart. That's the Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
And who's in the middle? Them. They're the ones that get the good access. They can have their fleshly delights and supposedly have their spiritual delights. That's heresy. God doesn't want us separate from us. That's the whole reason Christ came, was to reconcile God and man back into fellowship.
Amen.
And not just fellowship as us hanging together. The exact same spirit.
Amen.
That's in him is in us.
Amen. Amen.
The same life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whereof you have heard it, that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. So the promise, if you receive the Holy Ghost, you don't got to worry about that Antichrist spirit. The spirit in you, which was in Christ, has already overcome it. You are of God, though, shouldn't have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That's a fact.
Amen. As we talked about earlier, I'm going to wrap up here soon. Everybody getting a full course meal?
Amen.
I know I am.
Amen.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. I talked about those two characters coming together, and I gave them the same mind, the two characteristics coming together. What does the Bible say? 1 Corinthians 6:17. Let's read this together. This is going to be my last scripture, so we can read this together. 1 Corinthians 6, starting at 17. And that's the thing. A lot of times, we take our thoughts and dismiss them so fast that God can't even speak to us through them. Even if it's in your mistake, look, that mistake was ordained for some purpose.
Amen.
And if you'll get spiritual, say, God, I am sorry, I repent of that thing, but what can you teach me out of it?
Amen.
He'll come around and show you.
Amen.
Every time.
Right.
But like I said, we take it too fast. Oh, God, I made this, blah, blah, and throw it in the trash. God was trying to talk to you.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:17.
Good.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Not two. Not you and him. There ain't a predestinated seed and a Holy Ghost seed sitting in your heart like this. No, that seed that's predestinated of God is the Holy Ghost in a seed form.
Amen.
And the baptism of the Holy Ghost is an action of God's Spirit that brings life to this. And then it starts growing. And what else can it grow into but Christ?
Amen.
The Son of Man revealed again.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God. Now why? I love this. In your body.
Amen.
Even that sinful, wretched body you carry around, you glorify God in it. When he gets sick, you glorify God and said, I'm healed.
Amen.
Tell everybody. But they don't see it. They're going to think you're crazy. Get used to it.
Amen.
Tell me one Christian that anything was nuts that took the promise of God.
Amen.
What do you think Abraham looked like at 100 years old saying, hey, grandma, we're still going to have a baby. What do you think the doctors thought at that time? That guy needs some Ritalin or something. He's lost his mind.
That's right.
Get used to it. But glorify God in your body and in your spirit.
Amen.
He wants the glory everywhere.
Amen.
Samson's a good example of that, isn't he? He glorified God in the spirit, but not in his body. He went around, when the Spirit of God would come on him mightily, he'd go kill Philistines.
Amen.
And he had great faith. We know he did. The Bible talks about it in Hebrews chapter 11.
Amen.
Well, what happened? The second he saw pretty eyes, he didn't worry about the commandments of God no more and wouldn't do what he wanted to. The other time when he killed that lion and there was honey in it, and you ain't supposed to eat out of a carcass. And he did it anyways. He even gave it to his parents, didn't tell them about it. Why? Because he only glorified God in the Spirit. He didn't glorify God in his body. He didn't yield his body to the Lord. But that showed the weakness of the Word in that time. They couldn't receive the Holy Ghost back then like we can.
Amen. Amen.
So when this body tries to raise up, you need to recognize, look, I ain't under no old covenant.
Amen.
I ain't gotta go this route.
Amen.
I've got the inner man,
Amen.
Which is Christ in me. And he's already overcome this thing. Praise be to God. Let's stand together. I'm just feeling so good. Emmanuel, God revealed again in us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even if he shows up in a different form, as we said before with the water, that doesn't change who he is. That doesn't change his potentials. That doesn't change his power in your life. He can do the same things and even greater through you than he did through his own self.
That's true.
He promised it. Let's bow our heads together. You say, Brother Andrew, that was pretty tough this morning. That was hard for me to digest. Well, I understand, because I've been in the exact same position. Trying to say, Lord, how can this be true? How can that be me?
Yes.
But Lord, it's not our promise. It was your promise, Lord. And if you have that question in your mind, I pray you just lift it up to the Lord. I believe he'll erase your doubt and show you the amazing grace that he's had on us. He didn't want to see us lost. He wanted us to be with him. He didn't, even the sinners that go that he knows have to go to hell, that he knows that they hate him, he doesn't care. He still loves them. He still wishes he could do something for them, but God has done all he can. When Christ died on the cross, that was everything God could have done to save them, and they rejected it. If you haven't received that life this morning, it's between you and God. There's just something in the way. I just pray you'll repent. Receive him to show that Emmanuel is still alive. And that he can reveal himself in your life. If you have any need, just raise your hands to the Lord. Give it to him this morning as we pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this word that you've given in this day. Lord, showing us the truth of who we are in you. Lord, that makes the invincible army when we know that Emmanuel is revealed in our flesh this day, the same as it was in Christ. And I pray that the works, Lord, that follow you on earth, and even greater than that, would follow us in our lives, that we wouldn't limit ourselves by our mistakes, but we'd put our mistakes in the blood, get back up as soldiers of the cross, and fight for you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for the word in this day. Thank you so much for the Spirit that gives us revelation of how to live and how to walk. I pray as we walk out of this building this morning that there'd be virtuous Christians. There'd be people ready to take on Satan's kingdom, even if it comes within themselves, even if sickness hits the family, Lord, or whatever might happen. We pray that we would glorify you in our body and in our spirit.
Amen.
Father, I pray you reestablish our hearts in the faith. Lord, that our family altars would be built up only to you, Father, that we wouldn't worship any other God besides you, knowing that we are your children. We love you. We appreciate you. We commit the people, everything set into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to turn to one song real quick, and I actually want to read it first, and then we can sing. Let's turn to song 83. And this song has become such a reality. I've sang it hundreds of times. But now that God starts opening his word even in my life, I go, Lord, this is so true. Now, I'm going to read this to you. You follow along. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. So it's God's manifestations. He's still here. We have caught the revelation. Have you caught the revelation? My last prophet's message. And we know who we are. Who? Mrs. Jesus Christ. God in bride form. We know who we are and what we're raised up for. What was the bride raised up for? To take down Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
Satan's going to get beat by a woman.
Amen.
He's going to take it. Praise the Lord for the original life. It's the original life. Brother Branham said in Christ's ministry, God revealed that the church is the original life. The original tree.
Amen.
When you see the tree of life in the garden of Eden, it wasn't just Christ, it was the bride.
Amen.
It says, I believe, the Song of Proverbs 1, that she is a tree of life.
Amen.
not just he. The original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe.
Amen.
The Son of Man is revealed. Who's the Son of Man? God wrapped up in human flesh. He is revealed.
Amen.
The seventh seal is unveiled. The seventh seal revealed Christ. The original life, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today.
Amen.
That is what the Scriptures say. So look, you don't got to go find a quote. It's right there in the Bible. That's what the Scriptures say.
Amen.
Amen. And our names are seen within. Can you see your name in the book of life?
Amen.
Our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life. And I could go through all that. We're going to have to sing it, but that's, oh my, it's just the truth. That's what the message is all about.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why Brother Ram talked about predestination so much. He talked about Christ and the bride so much at the end of his ministry, because that's what it was all about. All those things leading up to it, that's what it was about. Let's sing that together. Go ahead, Dad.
God's happy bride in this last day, we have caught the revelation, last prophet's message, and we know who we are, and what we're raised up for. Praise the Lord, the original life. Unveiled the original life, the original sin. Word made flesh today, this is what the Scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin.
Yes,
we are anointed and inspired by our God. The original word, that's what I believe.
Yes, Lord.
Son of